This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it is an unbelievable Friday because it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I don't have any kids' sporting events to go to this weekend. We're going to have a blast on tonight's show. We're going to talk about military recruitment. Someone thinks we should be filling up the military. Impeachments. Why aren't these Democrats more worried? We're going to talk about Steve Baker being arrested today. FBI arrested a journalist. Why do they talk in such vague terms? Have I ever combined my queso with my actual cheeseburger and the crumbly tortilla chips at the bottom of the bag? What do you do with them? All that and so many more important topics coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because it's Friday and I'm in such a good mood and I don't want to put you in a bad mood. I don't want to put me in a bad mood, but it has to be addressed. Very rarely do I see a big story out of the day and I think to myself, okay, I have to address this right off the bat. But we have to address what happened today with Steve Baker. In case you don't know who Steve Baker is, he's an investigative journalist with The Blaze. And you should know that I have no relation to The Blaze whatsoever. I mean, I've been on it. I'm friends with a lot of people there. Glenn Beck, you know, Sarah Gonzalez. I know a bunch of people on The Blaze, and I like The Blaze, but I'm not employed by them. So I'm not being a company man here. Steve Baker was placed in handcuffs today and frog marched. It's on camera. What did Steve Baker do? As an independent journalist on January 6th, Steve Baker was there acting as a journalist, not hiding, no ski mask on. He was there broadcasting what was happening on January 6th. So why was he arrested by the FBI today? Why did the Biden administration put Steve Baker in handcuffs? Because Steve Baker is considered a political enemy of the regime. And so, reporter or not, they not only arrested him, they made sure to do so in embarrassing fashion, as they have done time and time and time again. From Peter Navarro, who they could have arrested, he offered to turn himself in. They, of course, waited to arrest him in the middle of the airport to embarrass him, to Donald Trump putting his mugshot out in Florida, various January 6th people having their doors kicked in, pro-lifers having their doors kicked in, pounded on when they offered to turn themselves in. The FBI not only arrested Steve Baker, but they arrested Steve Baker in a manner that was meant to humiliate him. And so I'm going to only say this, and then I want to talk about Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'm going to move on because I don't want to get my blood pressure up or your blood pressure up. I'm just going to say, you have a choice to make. We as a nation, I should say, have a choice to make, and there's not a third option. You can live, I can live in a free country, a free, prosperous country, or you can have an FBI. What you cannot do is have both. It is not an option. You cannot have a free country and also have a secret state police agency that works exclusively on behalf of one of the two political parties and views itself as being the sword and shield of Democrats. You cannot have this organization continue to exist in any form. It doesn't need to be reduced. We don't just have to fire a couple leaders at the top. We will fire every single human being who takes an FBI paycheck. We will empty out the building, demo it to the ground, and salt the earth on which the Hoover Building used to stand, or you will not have a free country. In fact, the FBI will be the cause, the spark of the Civil War in this nation. I mean that. You know that I dread that day. I pray that day never comes, and I'm not telling you that day is inevitable. But if that day ever gets here, the FBI will have a huge hand in it. They see themselves as the Praetorian Guard guarding the Emperor, and they're going to push the wrong people too far, and it's going to kick off a big red state versus the federal government thing in some form, and it might end up with millions of people dying. Those are the stakes. You cannot have a free country and have a secret state police agency. It does not work. In your red state, for people who may be listening, you know, red state out there, your red state governors and AGs had better start preparing for a future where the FBI is banished from your borders. It should be today. But you can't have a country where they feel free to just arrest the reporters from the other side. And right now, that's the country we have. So, prayers to Steve Baker, prayers to his family. More than that, to be honest with you, prayers for the United States of America, because this is really, really, really bad. Where we're at right now, what we're experiencing is really, really, really bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. Look, let's talk about the Trump stuff. Obviously, there's been a lot of terrible news and great news recently when it comes to the lawfare against Trump. The New York stuff, of course, as you know, is all terrible. Fining him $450 million. They're going to seize his buildings. It's just so unjust and wrong. It's awful. But we got that great news out of the Georgia case, right? The Georgia stuff was in the news today. Looks like the Georgia case where he was in real trouble might be blowing up because the prosecutor had an affair and corruption. But again, let's be honest. We lucked out there. It's not as if Trump gets out of that Georgia case, it's not because justice prevailed. It's because the DA in the case happened to really like one of her underlings and swindled a bunch of money out of the taxpayer. It has nothing to do with justice prevailing. She was just too corrupt to get through the daggone thing. We're in a bad spot. The FBI arrested a journalist today on camera for doing journalism. We're in a bad spot. We are. All right, we're moving on. I'm going to do a lighter question because I'm so upset at this point in time, and I just need a couple minutes to calm down. So we're going to do a lighter question before we come back to Dems and illegal immigration and things like that. Hey, Jesse, it is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, after all. Remember, you can email your questions still. We're live, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, what can we do about the tortilla chip bags? I've had enough of the broken chips at the bottom of the bag nobody can successfully dip. There has to be a better way. Please help us. He says I can use his name. His name is Carl. Carl, I'm going to give you a little tidbit here. And I actually have to give credit to my mother because she was the real, real discovery of this. I'm just the one who perfected it, but it was Mom who discovered it. What, Chris? Anyway, I have this chip cheese that I love. It's the Frito-Lay jalapeno cheddar chip cheese you get in the can. It's glorious. It's amazing. Most basic white trash thing in the world. And I've been eating Frito-Lay jalapeno cheddar chip cheese for 30 years, probably, or more. That's not an exaggeration. As a child, I would eat it. And I came to my mom one day and I complained. I said, Mom, I wanted that she allowed me to have a snack. I was not allowed to have it whenever I wanted, obviously. I said, Mom, I want to take these Doritos and I want to dip them in the chip cheese, but I got the crumbles here and I don't know what to do and I'm getting my fingers all messy. And she said, well, just take the crumbs and pour them in the can and go eat it with a spoon. And from there, it opened up an entire new world. Like I imagine what Christopher Columbus thought when he first saw the new world, when he first laid eyes on the new world. That's what happened. That's how I felt when I made this new discovery. And to now I have perfected this. In fact, it's one of the best, most delicious ways you can possibly eat your chips and your queso or whatever your dip may be. I will take my Frito-Lay dip. I'll scoop a few scoops in a bowl, just a little cereal bowl. And I'll cover it and I'll put it in the microwave and I'll start warming that up. And while that's warming up, I take the bag of Doritos and I mash it up on purpose. I mash it up. I just mash it into dust, basically, in the bag. I'm just sitting there. It kind of makes that sound. In the bag. Once the cheese is done, beep, 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 microwave's done, I pull it out, set it on the counter, I take the chip bag, and I choose an appropriate amount of chip dust for the cheese that's in there, pour the chippies on top, take a spoon, mix it up. It's going to look like death. Fellas, look, ladies, you'll get away with it because dimes get away with everything. Fellas, if you try this around your woman, she's going to complain about the smell and she's going to complain about the sight. Just ignore her. Trust me, it's so delicious, you will never look back. Don't be a slave to tradition. Nobody said you have to physically dip each chip. Cut out the middleman, use the spoon. All right? You're welcome, America. Let's talk about illegal immigration next. Now, before we talk about illegal immigration, let's discuss how we're going to retire one day and what we're going to leave for our children, right? And our grandchildren. One of the great done-for-you real estate stories I've heard, I was sitting down, I was talking to Kevin, and we were gabbing about done-for-you real estate and how they help people. And he was telling me that they had begun with this guy, normal guy, he was a teacher, and he began with one investment property. Done-for-you real estate handled it all for him. Of course, the closing, they found the house, the rental process, they handled it all. But he stuck with them, and he went from one to two to eventually 10 homes. This guy's a school teacher. He retired and he finally passed away. His son spoke about done-for-you real estate at the funeral because his father not only could retire on his 10 rental homes, those got passed down to his children who now have legacy wealth. A normal guy, a teacher. Get a hold of done-for-you real estate and find out what they can and will do for you. DoneForYouJesse.com. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I got a guy who respectfully disagrees with me about how we should handle the military and getting our sons to join, and we'll get to that here in a few. I want to first address this, though. Dr. Jesse, Mayorkas impeachment vote saw all Democrat representatives vote against impeachment. Really? Even those representing New York City, Chicago, and San Francisco? Are they arrogant or just secure, realizing their constituents are too stupid to replace them? Well, let's talk about that. Why does that happen consistently? You see this all the time. I see this all the time. There's a vote in D.C. on anything. We'll make it about impeachment because that's what he asked about. But why is it that Democrats hold the line and vote universally together almost all the time? And what happens is you'll get enough GOPers to break off and vote with the Democrats every time that only Democrat priorities move forward. You never get a GOP that stands shoulder to shoulder and, you know, 10, 15 Democrats joining with them. You never, ever, ever see that. Why? Well, there are a lot of different reasons for this. Let's talk about them. Some of them should make us feel good about ourselves. Some of them should make us feel bad about ourselves. And I mean ourselves as in, you know, the GOP big tent as a whole, even though I'm an anti-communist, not a Republican. Let's focus on the good for a moment, because you know what a bright, shiny human being I am all the time. We're individuals. And that's a good thing. You send me emails. Look, I'm about to get to one when it comes to military recruitment, but you listen and you send me emails, or nights you'll call in, and you are more than willing to argue with me when you disagree with me. Have I ever yelled at you about that? I haven't. Now, if you're stupid, I'll tell you, but I've never told you you can't argue. In fact, I tell you to argue. Why? You think. I don't know everything. I'm not some god. I'm just a dude. And whenever I say something, you're going to run it through your moral code filter, and you're going to think about it and figure out if that's correct. Is it effective? Am I full of crap? Am I off base? And if you think I'm off base, you'll email me or call me and tell me about it. Now, it should be noted that, you know, if you drop a bunch of F-bombs or call me a traitor or something, that email is probably never going to get to me, and Chris will probably block your email address. But you think. You process information. You're a thinker. That's a good thing. People will email. This is very rare, but people will email or they'll stop me on the street or something, and we'll just be gabbing about something. And they'll ask me oftentimes about a position one of my friends, maybe one of my friends in the media world, take. Hey, Jesse, this guy is your friend, and he said this. Why don't you call him out? Hey, Jesse, why are you friends with this guy? He said this, and he's dead wrong. What an idiot. Well, I don't need to agree with my friends on everything. In fact, I don't want to agree with my friends on everything. You've heard me. I've had people come on the show who are friends of mine who will argue with me on the air. Remember, we had Adrian Norman on. He's pro-Black National Anthem. I didn't shun him. I let him come on, and we had a discussion about it. Is he some piece of trash because he disagrees with me about that? No, of course not. He's someone with a different opinion about something. That's good that you're comfortable with different opinions, that I'm comfortable with different opinions, that we are allowed to have different opinions is good. It would be horrible being a communist. I've said this before about Joe Biden to try to make you feel better about things. It makes me feel better about things. You know he's miserable, right? Miserable. Not just because he's old and broken down. He's not having any fun. He's not enjoying his life. There he is, leader of the free world, most powerful man on the planet. And he doesn't have any fun at all. His whole life is stress and misery. Whether you're the president or your liberal Aunt Peggy, being a Democrat would be so stressful and miserable. That's part of the reason they're always lashing out. They're always nasty. You not only don't want to think, you get angry at people who do think differently than you. It creates this visceral reaction inside of you. And if you have a moment, and believe me, Democrats have moments, where you kind of disagree with what the party line happens to be at the time, You know that you're not allowed to voice that, or you will be torn apart by the other vicious little wolves who are part of your circle. If you're a Democrat today, let's say you're an older Democrat, 50, 60 years old, you're one of the hate listeners of the show, and you hate me and everything else, and that's fine. Again, I don't care, whatever, that's fine. It doesn't matter, I don't like you either. But I bet you have a thing where you really disagree with Democrats today, don't you? You hear this a lot on the polls that are anonymous when it comes to the trans stuff. 50, 60-year-old Democrat union guy. Yeah, he hates me and hates America and hates himself. But he understands that you can't chop your penis off and become a woman. And he thinks all this is kind of crazy and a turnoff. But you don't say anything, do you, guy? Do you? You know why? Because you're afraid. Because you understand if you step away from the dogma, even a little, you'll be torn to shreds. Be proud of that you're not part of that despicable cult. That's gross. Be proud of that. Okay, so that's one of the reasons. There are others, and we'll go into those in a moment. There are many, many, many reasons for lots of things. There's a laundry list of reasons you should be purchasing some gold right about now. I don't know, maybe follow the national trends that the finance giants and nation states are doing. Finance giants and nation states like China are gobbling up gold everywhere they can get their dirty commie fingers on it. You should be purchasing precious metals now. They understand the world's financial situation. It's on the edge, on the razor's edge right now. And when it goes over, and it will, you know it and I know it, there is one thing that has always remained and will always remain: the value of precious metals. So call Oxford Gold Group and get it in your retirement. Get it in your physical possession. Call 833-995-GOLD. All right? Let them handle everything for you. They'll take care of everything. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I can't confirm or deny, but I've heard this about the podcast.
Changing people's lives.
I've heard it a lot. What, Chris? To go back to what we were discussing. We were discussing, just in case you're just now joining us, why does it happen all the time in D.C. where all the Democrats stick together? Impeachment vote comes up. Alejandro Mayorkas, you already know it before the vote happens. Every Democrat will stick together and they'll break off a few Republicans. You never, ever, 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 ever see every Republican stick together and they break off a few Democrats. That's not something that happens at all. Why? So we were just talking about the herd mentality is the beginning part of it. That's the part that should make us feel good. You're an individual. I'm an individual. They are not. They are a herd. They believe in the hive mind. It's their religion. So you're not allowed to stray from whatever the party dogma has to be. So that's the part that should make us feel good. There is a different part of it, though, that I'm very hard on the GOP about this, but actually I'm going to be nice for once. Maybe it's just because I'm in such a good mood. It is a Friday. I call the GOP the low-T GOP all the time because they are a bunch of spineless losers who never fight for us at all. But there's a reason behind that. There's a reason why Democrats are so bold, and people who believe in, you know, communist principles today, whether it be professors or actors or athletes or whoever, they're so bold, so willing to come out and just say the most despicable things in the world. And the good people who are bold are rare. It's very rare. I can't believe how many emails I get from you thanking me for how we talk on the show. One, I'm not courageous and you don't have to thank me at all, but it does show how rare hard truths are now. Taking real stances are, it's rare. People just don't do it. But why is that? Okay, so let me explain. I'm going to explain it to you in this way. I want you to imagine that you move. You have to move. You don't have any choice. For work, you're moving. Only you're not moving to anywhere in America. You're moving to a tiny island off the coast of Africa. All right, Madagascar. You're moving to Madagascar. I don't even know if there's civilization in Madagascar, but are there cities there, Michael? Is there towns and stuff? There is stuff there? Okay, cool. Anyway, you're moving to Madagascar. And I don't know anything about the culture. I'm not insulting it. But let's say the culture in Madagascar, when you greet someone, you don't shake their hand, maybe do a little fist bump, maybe a little half hug, full hug thing. The culture in Madagascar when you meet somebody is you spit in their face. That's the greeting. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Right in his face. And he does it back. Hey, bud, how you been? Spits in your face. That's the culture of Madagascar. Now, I'm not a germaphobe by any stretch of the imagination. Not a big fan of public restrooms, as you know, but that's gross, isn't it? Isn't that really gross? Just think about the last person you met, your neighbor, or someone at work, not only spitting in their face, but having them spit in your face. Doesn't that just gross you out? It gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. It's gross, isn't it? You hate it. You're grossed out. Okay, me too. How long would it take living in that culture, the spit in your face Madagascar culture, how long would it take for you to start just doing it anyway, though? You know you would do it, right? If that's the culture, even though you probably never stop being grossed out about it because it's against your value system, the germs, and it's gross, and it smells, and it's against your value system, so you'd never really support it. You'd never like it, but you would begin doing it. Grossest that is, you'd begin doing it. Now, how does this tie into Democrats and Republicans in America? Well, Republicans in America, they exist. I shouldn't say Republicans because Republicans are so useless. People on the right in America, the culture is against them. It is. And it has been for a very long time. Now, look, we talk recently about how they've ramped up all this cultural Marxist stuff, and they certainly have. It's gotten much, 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 much worse in the last 5-10 years. But the culture of America for, what, 20, 30 years has really been against the American right. And when I say culture, remember, culture is simply what your society incentivizes versus what your society disincentivizes, period. Culture is what is taught by the entertainment in your society, by the education system in your society, by religion in your society. That's what creates culture. These things create the culture of your society. The culture of America has been against you for a long time. It's why Republicans are so sheepish and afraid. You hear it all the time now. In fact, you will hear it. You are hearing it a lot. Now that they're debating a new government funding bill, yet another stopgap CR, which is illegal and wrong, but we won't go into that right now. So I have too much other stuff I want to get to today. But you will see many, 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 many Republicans, even good ones, even ones I like, ones you like, say, hey, nobody wants to shut down the government. Let me stop you right there. I do. You could shut down the whole daggone thing and keep it shut down for quite some time, and I would be perfectly happy. Works for me. All the government has done is destroy the value of my money and take away my liberty. Screw the government. Shut the whole thing down. But why is that a line they all take? Well, nobody wants to see a shutdown. I don't want to see a shutdown. No one wants a shutdown. Because the culture in America is so, I don't want to say anti-freedom. That's probably not the word I want to put on it. But for the longest time in America, because of our founding, because of how we came to be, freedom, lack of government interference, it was in the DNA of every American, and you instinctively treasured that. I want to be free. Government should be small. Get government out of my way. Oh, the government wants to do this? Instinctively, Americans were. No. No, absolutely not. No, you can't. Nope, sorry. Nope, government's not allowed. That was the American instinct. Because that American instinct is gone, and whatever we are now, we're definitely not a freedom-loving people. We love to use the words because it's just part of our tradition of a country, but we don't truly adore freedom. I'm not talking about you or me. I know you do, but as a nation, we're not a freedom-loving people the way we were. So because the culture has shifted, now you see Republican after Republican after Republican, again, even the good ones. They're all out there right now saying, well, I mean, nobody wants a shutdown. How is that the line we take? Shouldn't the standard right-wing line be shut the stupid government down and keep it shut down until you eliminate about 20 government agencies? Let me ask you something. Who's the last prominent Republican, House, Senate, running for president? Who's the last one you heard say, shut the government down and eliminate 10 government agencies? Have you ever heard one in your life? You haven't. And why not? Because the culture of the country doesn't support them. So they become afraid of doing what's right. They become afraid of their own shadow. As long as our culture is a Democrat culture, a cultural Marxist culture, then the Marxists will get victory after victory because you're asking too much of the low-T GOP. They simply don't have the stones to go through with anything significant. All right? All right. Did I ever get in trouble in boot camp? Let's talk about that. In fact, let's deal with some military matters and other things before we get to that. Let's deal with your puppy, with your dog. I am currently fighting a losing battle at the house. Oh, that reminds me. I need to tell you about the disaster that was my night last night. I forgot to do that before the show, Chris. I'll do that next segment. Here in a minute, I'll do that. But listen, I don't want another dog. I didn't want the first friggin' dog. But now I know I love the fluffy idiot Fred. And now I'm already getting it from the wife, both kids. Ah, he needs a sister. He needs a sister. And I know we're going to end up with another dog. I know we are. I just know we are. And I know that that fluffy idiot is going to be all over me too. And then I'll end up giving that dog rough greens forever too, because I want the dog to live as long as possible. That's what we want for our dogs, isn't it? We want as many years with those loyal little creatures as humanly possible. Well, let's act like we want as many years with them as possible. Start pouring rough greens on your dog's food. Your dog does not get nutrition from his or her dog food. There's none in it. It's all dead. There's endless nutrition in rough greens, all natural nutritional supplement. You will see a difference in your dog. Free jumpstart trial bags. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can email us love, hate, death threats, Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email us at jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to talk about so many more things, including if I ever got in trouble in boot camp in a moment. I do have to explain something, though. I forgot to tell Chris and Michael before the show about my night last night. So right now in Houston, there's the Houston Rodeo. Now, I know you know what a rodeo is. I'm not going to insult your intelligence, but I need to explain that the Houston Rodeo is a totally different animal than what you're picturing. This is a national event if you've never gone. We're not just talking about, you know, bucking broncos and rodeo things. The most gigantic music acts on the planet will play at the Houston Rodeo. I don't mean like an old has-been rock festival. It's all the biggest names you can imagine, from country music to rappers to name the great music act, they've probably played at the Houston Rodeo. It's one of these destination things. The whole thing is a big concert. They'll have one. It's this huge area by the football stadium, cordoned off, where they have all these endless food booths and carnival games and crazy stuff, cook-offs, insane amounts of it's huge. All right, I'm trying to explain. It's a really, really, really big deal. People come from all over the country for the Houston Rodeo, and I would highly recommend it. I should note it is really fun. So last night we had concert tickets to King and Country. King and Country, it's a Christian music band that, like I said, they do all kinds of music. You name it. Country, Christian, rap, whatever. It's just bands every single night. Well, King and Country they were doing a concert at Houston Rodeo. And here was the deal. We ended up getting tickets, courtesy of iHeart. Thank you, iHeart. Much appreciated. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you. We ended up getting tickets for King and Country. And we're all excited. We want to go to the concert. Ob and the boys, they take off before I can, because I'm doing the award-winning Jesse Kelly Show here at night. They take off before I can, a couple hours before, so they can go up and ride some carnival rides and stuff like that before they go in. So look, they're teenage boys. They want to go eat deep fried butter and ride carnival rides. And who can blame them? After all, let's not forget.
You know, freedom is not free.
Anyway, they go up. They have a good time. I get off the air. I book it to my midlife crisis car, and I start flying up there. I hit traffic. This place is like 45 minutes away. I hit bad, there's been an accident traffic. By the time I get to the Houston Rodeo, I've spent probably an hour in traffic after I got off the air. I get to the rodeo just in time to get a text from them saying, hey, sorry, we tried to wait. We've got to go in now. It's time for the national anthem and everything to start. And I tell him, hey, go ahead. I'm going to stay out here and try to find a bite. You know how I get when I'm hungry. I'm going to stay out here and eat some bad for me food. I'll get a quick bite and then I'll come in. I go get a burger and fries and deep fried apple pie and some little really healthy things like that. I then start walking towards them to go get in. Well, my oldest has had a pet hair allergy for his whole life. That's why we got the dog we got. He's a golden doodle. We got the dog, not because it's a friggin' designer dog, like you guys say, but because they're hypoallergenic. Otherwise, pet hair will bother him. Now, normally it's just hives. You know, he'll be around a dog or a cat and he'll get kind of little skin hives on him. but we've had them around horses because, again, my folks have a ranch. Like, we hunt horses and things like that. Around horses, we've had his throat start to close up before, as in we had to get Benadryl in him, get him down. So around those kind of animals, it's a big deal, but he was touching them then. They're in the rodeo beforehand, watching the Buck and Broncos and stuff like that before King and Country come out. And I'm heading towards him, having just eaten. And he starts to have like this terrible allergy attack in there. Not throat getting closed up, don't worry. He was just in the stands. We were up in the bleachers. He wasn't down by the animals. But to the point, wife calls and says, I'm so sorry. I've got to take him home. I can't. I've got to take him home. So had to snatch everybody up. Or had to snatch her and him up, take him home. Long story short, there was no family time. It was like 2 hours in the car for a concert by myself. And anyway, it was a long night. It was a long night. So that is why I'm a little tired today, Chris. If you should know, I spent the evening driving all over Houston, Texas. Now let's get back to the stories. Jesse. Something I've heard Biden say on more than one occasion that I haven't heard anybody else pick up on, he's told us he is the best person in the country to finish the job. My question is, what has he accomplished? Does he need to finish? Does he think he's going to be the last nail in the coffin of Lady Liberty? So on and so forth. I find these words to be very ominous. She didn't say I could say her name, and so I will not. Well, listen. We've had this discussion before on the show, but it's important that we have this talk again about how the communist operates and why he uses the language he uses. He is very purposeful with his language. And one thing you have to always understand about the modern American Democrat is they're trying to thread a very important needle. This applies to Joe Biden. We'll get into this a little more in depth in a minute, but this applies to Biden. It applies to all of them. Here's the needle. Here's the tightrope they're trying to walk. I'll put it to you that way, a tightrope. The tightrope is this. They're trying to signal to their America-hating, self-hating base that they will burn down the country the way the base wants them to. At the same time, they're trying to keep the norms and normas in the middle and on the right. They're trying to keep them calm so they don't overtly come right out and say, I'm going to just burn everything to the ground. That'll wake Norm up. That'll scare Norma. She'll wake up. She'll get involved. They need her to stay asleep while also signaling to their base they will burn the country down. That's part of the reason they use the language they use. I will get into it in a little bit more detail in just a moment before I get into that. You know what gave me a little pick-me-up today after a slow evening? Chalk. You see, when I had my breakfast, I do what I do every morning when I have my breakfast. I sit there, I eat my eggs, I eat my bacon, and I wash down my male vitality stack with my glass of orange juice. No pills. All natural herbal supplements from the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. I personally take a male vitality stack, but they have so much more than that. By the way, fellas, you have any idea how much better you will feel about everything when you get your T levels up? 90 days, they'll be up 20%. My gosh, just go try it. 3 months, try it. Male Vitality Stack from Chalk. Anyway, they have female vitality stacks. They have Chalk lit powder, armor, Chad mode for your pre-workout needs. Whatever you want, it's on sale at Chalk. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll talk more about communism and language and tactics next. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.